Right. Back from Vox Pop Con, which I pronounced properly. And had a great time. On my way to work here to go put in my expense claim form. Turns out, with my advance, I owe the university $19. So that's never happened. I'm usually almost dead on. So I must thank Scarborough dude for buying me breakfast and buying me lunch. So if you don't know about it, it was a conference that sort of a media creation conference thing in Hamilton, started up by Anthony Marco. And fuck, it's hot. It's like 32 degrees out. Anyway, it was good. Hung out with the dude and his family for the first night. I wonder if this is going to work with all this wind. Anyway, the first night, I flew into Billy Bishop Airport. He picked me up. We took the GO train, which was awesome. Because I've never taken a GO train. I lived in Toronto for 4.5 years. Never, as I said, I viewed the GO train as, people that were on their way to work and stuff. And then also, when Isabel and I would take the train to Montreal or to London, they were people who were in our way. So I kind of had disdain for the GO train, but it was really good. That was a real good time, hanging out with the dude, seeing him in his natural environment. And Salary Podcast, which is nice, in Bluffers Park in Scarborough. First night was great. Meeting his wife was wonderful. She's a great woman. She's a better person than he is, which I said out loud to both of them. And their son Daniel is a cool guy. He's like 21. Liked him. The three of us went out for breakfast the next morning, and it was funny trying to find a place to eat because we couldn't find anywhere. Everything was either closed or closed up for good. And then his son says, "Oh yeah, there's this place right around the corner. What about that place?" And dude, who's all, "I don't know what you're talking about." It turns out there's a place that has a big sign: all day breakfast, walking distance from his house. So that was fun. The conference itself, reconnected with some old friends, Mark Levis, Andrea Ross, John Meadows, Bill Dees, Will Spitzel, people like that. Anth, of course. Saw some talks, some of which I like better than others. That's going to happen. There was one that pissed me off, which was by a communist rapper, but I thought no reason to get pissed off. I also figured the intersection of those two sets, communist and rapper, pretty small intersection. He was actually a good guy. And I made a couple of jokes to him later on, which he took well, so that was okay. But you don't meet a lot of communists. So it was a little more overtly political, the conference itself, rather than, say, PAB, which was never really political. But I think, we were in the Workers' Arts and Heritage Center, which was amazing, by the way. So I really enjoyed that. And, some of them were really good. I really, really liked quite a few of the talks. I think mine went well. I talked about doing the podcast with John, which was fun, and I think people liked it. Got some positive Twitter feedback. Also met an interesting guy, John Piercy, who's a firefighter in Hamilton, and he was at the conference, helped Anth organize some of the stuff, and he drove us back to dude's hotel to pick up his bags, things like that. So, he was great as well. I really enjoyed the video game talk, of course. really enjoyed Mike Vardy's talk. Got a real kick out. I don't really know Mike very well, so we actually got to hang out a bit and talk and across the street here. So that was cool. Really enjoyed that. So generally, it was a good time. Flying back, that was the flight itself's nothing. But I got to the Gilbert Bishop Airport at like 3:45. And the my flight left at 8:30, so I had a lot of time. I watched a couple episodes. Well, I watched an episode of Shogun on my iPad. And in honor of the dude and his Japanese connections. And what else? Oh, yeah. A bunch of kids going to some camp. Not a problem there up here. I guess they're from Toronto. They're flying up. And they were loud. And that's okay. I don't mind kids screwing around. They're being kids. It's their job. But the one kid beside me, who was very nervous about flying, hadn't flown since he was like a toddler. So he started to sweat a lot. And he, I don't think his parents have told him about deodorant yet. So that was fun. I turned that vent on really loud. It really got the air bubble going, so it was okay. But, yeah, beyond that, it was good. I really enjoyed it. Thanks to Ann for setting everything up. And I was really ashamed that Bob couldn't come, because I was looking forward to hanging out with Ann, with Bob as well as everybody else. Really, I don't like any of the people there. I really wanted to just go see Bob. That's a joke. Anyway, hope this worked. Hope it sounds okay. I will leave you with a reggae version for our communist rapper friend of the Soviet national anthem.
Yeah. Why, you showed up. La 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 la.
Спасибо большое, до свидания. Спасибо вам.